for WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Welcome back to Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Long time no see.
Long time no see indeed.
It's been a fat minute, but that's okay. It's
if you forgot, Everything But the Kitchen Sink is the radio show that talks about anything and everything once a week for an hour and a half, 4:36 here on 91.3 WHJE. And each week we pick a theme that dictates what we talk about for the week. This week our theme is...
Game show. We're just going to be playing games.
Yeah, you know.
It's a show about games.
In case you haven't heard, here on EBTKS, we like games.
We love games.
So we've got a ton of guests planned throughout this episode. So stay tuned to hear all your old favorites and some newbies. And yeah.
Let's jump into our not-so-speedy speed round.
What a classic.
So what is your favorite game show to watch?
I don't watch game shows.
We're a big Family Feud family.
I'm a Jeopardy person myself. I love Jeopardy.
Oh, my dad watches Jeopardy.
Yeah, when Jeopardy had its first tie ever a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome.
Wait, have you seen that video where it's like they're playing Jeopardy, and then all their names are Jeff, and their answers are Jeff?
No.
If you don't know that video, go look it up.
You know the video where it's like a Jeopardy meme, and he's like, the guy's answering and he's like, what are dogs? And it's like another one, he's like, what is dog? And it makes me laugh every time. Yeah, I love Jeopardy. So
we're going to play a little fun little game, even though we all messed it up. But basically, the rules were we picked an obscure video game that nobody has ever heard of before. So ones that like no one has literally ever heard of. We give like a little synopsis of the game, and then we give them three choices. One of the choices is the right one, and then two of the choices are ones we've made up. But apparently, I was the only
see
one
that
who
game.
Read the
that's so confusing.
It's not that confusing, though. It's pretty.
It's
simple.
Pretty confusing. I did it wrong.
So we all, if you've never listened to our show, we always play games incorrectly. So this is no exception. So enjoy us all explaining our games differently.
Okay, so we'll play them. We'll play them individually.
Okay,
so,
you can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So, I have a little synopsis for you guys about my first game. So,
is this a real game?
Yes, these are real games. Okay, this game can be played in a 90-minute sitting. You can play it on the Xbox One, PS4, or your PC. You play as Caitlin, actual name of the character, who just got back from a trip to Europe to find your family's home empty in a state
I know.
Go from room to room examining objects and reading diary entries to try to figure out where everyone is. There is no combat or danger to be found here, only mystery. What game is it?
It's pretty... I know it.
Is it A, Welcome Home, B, Gone Home, or C, Your Home?
Gone Home.
Everybody else's answers?
I'll go with that because Caitlin
knows. She sounds pretty confident.
I'm going to go with the first one, just because if everyone gets it wrong and I get it right, then I'll get it right.
Well, you got it wrong, Charlie, because Caitlin got it right.
I know. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Caitlin.
Hey.
So this week we're back to our normal schedule, and so I'm doing fun facts and jokes this time. Unfortunately, we cannot hear Anna's delivery during those fun facts and jokes.
Aww.
What a shame, because I was hilarious.
Yep. It was mediocre.
Okay, so my first joke is why did the sun go to school?
To get some hot. Why did the sun go to school? To be suntacular smartness. To be smart.
What's up? To get brighter.
That
was submitted by Cassandra. Thanks, Cassandra.
That was even funnier than the joke.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you call a tick on the moon?
Tickle. An atom.
What?
Group. I have no idea.
A lunatic.
Today, I'm going to be talking about the history of space exploration. So, as you know, humans, we're pretty curious mammals, pretty weird. We like to know about things and like to investigate. That's basically the whole... foundation of our existence. So the Chinese used rockets for ceremonial and military purposes centuries ago, but only in the later half of the 20th century were rockets developed to be powerful enough to overcome the force of gravity and
Rocket Man.
Yeah, exactly. Reach orbital velocities and go up to space, you know?
Hey, that's me. Okay, so since EBTKS has this like fascination with going to space, why don't we talk about, you know, the first woman astronaut on space.
On space.
On space.
First astronaut on space, everyone.
Her name is Sally Kristen Ride. All right, so Sally, here's just some fun facts about her.
Are you speaking to her? You're like, so Sally.
Sally and I have a connection after this episode. So she was an aspiring tennis player. She ranked top 20 junior tennis player in the country, which is pretty cool. And then she entered the space program, get this, after a newspaper ad that was just NASA not just accepting anybody. Like, they literally just wanted someone who wanted to go into space, and she accepted it.
Dude, that is so cool.
That's pretty cool. Right.
This episode, we've all realized that I'm not qualified to talk about video games. So instead, I'm going to be covering a popular song called Video Games by the Lana Del Rey. It has nothing to do with video games at all besides the title. Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer, you take it over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's all for you, everything I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the band girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. And baby, now you do.
New theme, which is...
Let's draw next week's theme. Ba-da-ba-doo.
Dogs!
Woo! Oh, wow! And as always, you can catch us next week on here, 4:36, talking about dogs. For WHJE, I'm Anna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm McKenna. Tune in next week from 4:36 to hear about dogs. Up next on WHJE is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Thanks for listening to us, guys.
This has been Everything But the Kitchen Sink.